Ready, set, go!
Welcome into Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP.
Welcome to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. You're hanging along with Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and of course, the guy that puts the man in man thong, me, James Campbell.
Do you, like, what brought you to wearing man thongs in your life?
Is it actually a work-related activity?
Oh, my God.
When you start off in radio at the very bottom of the chain, you will do pretty much whatever it takes to get your name out there and to get that job.
Does HR have an entire file just on you?
It would not shock me. But I try to avoid going into that office as much as possible.
I think someone might have conned you. I mean, I've never had to wear a man thong. Weird Beard?
No comment.
Okay, yeah, I was just like, coming up in morning radio, it's a bit of a different beast. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about Robbie's birthday weekend, a Twitch streamer that got banned for shooting a gun on stream. Can just anything fly on Twitch these days? But first, let's play a game. Who's that gamer? So I'm just now, I'm kind of new to the show. I'm getting to know you guys. But I want to know a little bit about what you guys have going on in terms of your gaming. What are you into? What's a little bit of your background? Robbie, let's start with you. Like, what kind of games are you into?
I mean, I'm kind of all over the place, especially obviously after, landing a gig as sweet as this. I try to expand my horizon as much as possible, but I always go back to some of the old classics. I grew up acting, first of all. That was sort of my big thing. That's how I ended up here, dropped out of college. No comment on that. RPGs, narrative-driven stuff, things with good stories, really draw me in there. I'm looking forward to the Final Fantasy VII Remake. I always tell people that game was like the game that turned me into a gamer.
Final Fantasy VII.
That was the first
origin
time.
Origin story of Robbie the gamer.
Yeah, that was the first time that I realized that games were more than just like Tetris or Mario, that they could like have a profound impact on you, the same way that movies or music could.
Did you have any company affiliations? Were you like, I'm a Nintendo guy or I'm a Sega Genesis guy?
No, not really. And I think the reason was, I feel like when that really started to solidify and become like a major sort of motivating factor for people was around, I think, like the PS2 to PS3 or, the Xbox to the Xbox 360.
Okay.
Right? And I actually got, I was on the road to being a PlayStation guy. But then I got the 360 for free because my brother got grounded. And so I asked my dad, I goes, well, if he's not using it, can I? And he's like, yeah, sure, come on over.
Yeah.
So, I kind of, got a little bit of both of those generations. So I never felt a real strong pull towards any particular console. But as far as games go, I was for the longest time definitely a Squaresoft guy until, they were cannibalized by Enix.
James, have you played any Squaresoft games? Can you name any?
Final Fantasy VII, I did play a little bit coming up as a gamer, but they're too long, they're too drawn out.
You want to just get in and get your action, right,
exactly,
man?
Exactly. I want to get in, I want to get my thrills, and then I want to turn off the system and go get a pizza.
You want to shoot 'em up bang bang game.
Exactly, shoot 'em up bang bang.
Well, I play those too. Obviously, Overwatch is a big thing for me. I follow the Overwatch League really, really closely. I put about, 10, 15 hours over the weekend trying to get the new Ash Mardi Gras skin. Can't play him alone. Can't play him alone because, if things don't go my way and I have no one else to blame except these random faceless people, I just get real angry at myself and end up putting it down and not playing anymore. So I need other people that I can, yell at and know that there's not going to be any repercussions.
You need somebody to take the heat that's not going to beat you up outside of the video game.
On a completely unrelated note, we should play Overwatch sometime, James.
Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, I do have a little bit of familiarity with Overwatch, but it's hard to play. It's hard to play with randos because you're trying to build a team. You need everybody to be a certain class. I always want to be just a certain class, and it seems like the class I want to be, everybody else wants.
Let me cut in here because I feel this pain so much. Yeah. Hello, my name is Weird Beard.
Yeah, Weird Beard. Tell me a little bit about your gaming history. What do you
I used to be a big, 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 big gamer. Now I'm a father, and I don't get time because my kid deletes all my stuff, and I yell about it all the time.
That's funny.
And I moved from being somebody who wants to play those long JRPGs that are like 70, if it's not at least 140 hours, I'm not into it.
You want to squeeze to get all your money's worth.
Absolutely, but now I can't just, sit on my couch and eat Doritos all weekend. So now it's way casual. I'm a Nintendo fanboy through and through. You give me Mario, I will play it until the cows come home. All the Zelda games that are coming through, anything like that is in my wheelhouse. I play shoot 'em up bang bang games a little bit too, but when it sketches out the kid, I gotta wait till late to play it.
But the thing I like about the shoot 'em up bang bang games, especially like the Battle Royale style ones, it's so disposable. Like you pop into a game, you drop in, you get killed real quick, or you last a little while, and then a new game starts, and you start all over again.
It's, exactly. You don't have to worry about losing progress. One of my worst memories, that it was actually the first time that I ever broke like any sort of like equipment, was playing Final Fantasy X. I was grinding my levels up for 4 hours, and I was going to save my progress, and got into a fight that killed me, like 2 steps from the save point. So 4 hours of my life, just gone. I was so mad, I just chucked that thing across the room, and it shattered against the wall.
Oh, God, what it deserved.
James, 30 seconds, what would you tell us about you as a gamer?
Me as a gamer, I'm a very casual gamer, much like yourself, Weirdbeard. Very casual. I love Realm Royale. It's my favorite game that I'm playing at the moment. Realm Royale, Untitled Goose Game, and
yes,
then I would say like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle arcade game, and those kind of like.
Who's your favorite Ninja Turtle right now?
Raphael.
Ooh,
because he's cool but rude.
Good choice.
Yeah, he's got that smart. He's got that smart aleck attitude, and he's also super tough, and he's also kind of sensitive. If you're familiar with the movies, you're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. We're talking a little bit, kind of getting to know each other, learning a little bit about what our gaming histories are, what kind of games we're into, and now I have a list of facts, randomized facts about Weirdbeard and Robbie.
And they're very good, might I add.
They are. They actually do seem very good. Some of these are very mysterious.
If you read one of those and you're like, wow, this guy has never been laid in his life, that's definitely Weirdbeard.
Definitely Weirdbeard? Yeah. Okay, the unlabeled fact is definitely Weirdbeard. Okay, that's good to know. So I have these facts. I'm going to read them off, and then I'm going to try to guess which one of you this is about.
All right, we're just playing for pride at this point.
Yes, just for pride, just okay, just for the satisfaction of knowing, because really, just can I get them right or wrong?
Deal, I'm in.
It's a 50-50 shot, right? You know? So, the first fact we have, first game they ever played was Yoshi's Cookie Factory on the NES.
I will say, Yoshi is a very fun character to play.
Yeah, well, I also know you revealed earlier that you're a Nintendo fanboy.
Correct.
So I'm going to guess that, Weirdbeard, this Yoshi's Cookie Factory fact is about you.
I hate to break it to you, it is not.
It's not! Oh, Robbie, it's you! Robbie!
Yep, actually, growing up, my grandpa would bust out Yoshi's Cookie Factory. It was essentially Bejeweled, you know, back before Bejeweled actually existed, but with cookies.
Really? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. And after you beat, like, every 5 levels, you'd get, like, this little cutscene where, like, you know, it'd start with Yoshi, like, carrying a cookie across, you know, the screen. Then Mario would chase after him. And then every 5 levels, the cutscene would get more and more elaborate. And I was too young to really play it and be any good at it, so I'd always get my grandpa to play it and be like, I want to see what comes next, I want to see what comes next.
It's Bejeweled, nothing comes next.
More cookies.
Bigger cookies is the question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Funny. Okay, next fact. This gamer is a master pinball machine player. And I'm trying to think in terms of master pinball machine player. You guys are so young. Pinball machines don't strike me as the go-to.
Growing up, I used to love playing. Do you guys remember Space Cadet?
Space Cadet pinball.
Pinball on Windows. Yeah, yeah, on PC. Yeah, it was my jam.
Well, you chiming in with that about that thing makes me think it's Weirdbeard.
Does it?
Yeah, so Weirdbeard, I think you're the pinball master here.
I am.
Yes!
I'm the pinball hero.
Yes, self-proclaimed pinball master. I have to see it before I believe it, for sure.
Listen, I will provide the quarters and defend my reigning crown title.
What's your favorite pinball machine to play on?
The Terminator 2 one is really good.
That's not a bad one.
Also, Lord of the Rings has a really good one. And I'm a fan of, like, there's a Dracula one that's in the old movie with Boris Karloff, which is pretty dope.
Wow, that seems really old. What's your highest score you've got?
I couldn't tell you.
Millions?
Oh, for sure.
Hundreds of thousands?
Okay. Oh, for sure.
He's claiming millions.
He's a master.
He's
got to
be a master. Pinball master. All right, next fact. Always chooses a fighter starter when picking a Pokemon.
Ooh.
So this person, this gamer here, always chooses a fighter starter when picking a Pokemon. And Robbie, you strike me as the Pokemon, like, fanboy, like, picture perfect poster boy for a Pokemon player.
You look it up in the
and
definition.
You see fiery.
And it's Robbie.
Yes, exactly. You look it up in the gaming dictionary and you see Robbie.
Well, and to be fair, everyone should be picking the fires as their starters.
Correct.
Because they are the coolest. But sadly, up until the generation with Piplup, this was me. But Piplup, this little cute penguin looking water type, man. I went water type.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that is not me.
Penguin stole your heart.
Yep.
And it's weird. Are these facts? Are there any facts on here about Robbie besides the first one?
Yeah. Yes, weird we've done three.
Okay.
I will say, like, Firestarter is just my Pokemon. It's because I haven't played any of the newer generations, so I'm locked in, always fire.
Gotcha. So what's the Pokemon you always pick? Is there a particular one you're always looking for within the fire category?
I don't know. Like, Blaziken's pretty cool, but,
Blaziken?
You know. Yeah.
He's a fire chicken.
A fire chicken.
who knows martial arts?
Not if Blaziken, I would have sent me in a completely different direction. All right, this gamer once destroyed a controller after losing 4 hours of progress in Final Fantasy X. And Robbie,
hey, Hey, that was a good pull. Reveal.
Yes,
that was a good guessing.
Forgot that I put that one in the mix. There. Yeah. There's your that gimme. Happens. All right.
That happens. I've hosted a wrestling trivia event where I've mentioned the facts about these wrestlers, and there's the next question. So it happens. All right, this next fact. This gamer once tried to sell a Ball Blazer Champions to EB Games, and they offered them nothing. Ball Blazer Champions. Can you guys clue me in? What kind of game is that, first of all?
I mean, just you don't want to look at the title of it? Ball Blazer?
Ball Blazer. Well, I'm assuming it's basketball.
Good choice.
Okay. EB Games. Wow, EB Games was around such a long time ago. I'm going to go Robbie. Robbie. You were the one who tried to get some cash from Ball Blazer Champions, and they denied you.
They technically didn't necessarily deny like turning it in. They just looked at the thing and goes, "Yeah, we can't actually give you anything for it, but we'll take it anyway." And it was not basketball. Ball Blazer Champions is like the earliest incarnation that I can think of what is now Rocket League. You
really?
Basically had like different sort of futuristic cars, and you'd have to get this ball of like plasma fire stuff and go and shoot it into the other person's goal. But you had weapons like, you know, lasers and rocket launchers and stuff too. It was a terrible game.
See, Ball Blazer, I assumed it was like a prequel to like NBA Jam.
It's close. Last one, James.
Okay, last fact. Owns an arcade cabinet and has it in his office currently. I know this because I follow you on social media. Weird Beard.
Yeah, you keep pulling it out at the end.
An arcade cabinet in your office. I've seen the amazing video of you talking about something. I think you talk about the Checkpoint XP show.
I think you just tune it out. You're just like, oh, he has a thing.
Yeah,
in
I was
the
like,
back.
Whoa, Weird Beard's got an arcade cabinet. I want one.
James, you officially know who Robbie and I are now. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. I feel so much closer to you guys now, knowing all this video game history. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the TurboGrafx-16 mini console being delayed due to what else? The coronavirus.
Is there nothing sacred anymore?
Nothing is sacred. It's all coming up when you come back on Checkpoint XP.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. You've got Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and the man who was once called a monster for wearing shorts in public during the winter. Me, James Campbell.
The only person you're hurting is yourself.
I'm comfortable. The only person I'm helping is myself. I'm not hurting anybody.
What temperature is shorts weather? Like, when do you start bringing out the shorts?
I wear shorts year-round. Like, once it gets into the negatives, I'm kind of a pants guy. But I'm very anti-pants. They're not comfortable. They get bunched up. Like, I'm shorts.
Is that who you're voting for in the primaries, is the anti-pants league?
Yes. Let me know. Whoever is running on the anti-pants platform, you got my vote. 100%. All right, the TurboGrafx-16 mini console has been delayed due to the coronavirus.
That's right. It was actually supposed to release on March 19th, so it was just around the corner here.
Yeah, coming up very soon.
Yep, packed with like 50 games, including Dracula X, Bonk's Revenge, Gradius. But Konami basically came out and said that, you know, because of the outbreak, it's interrupted production in China, which obviously in turn has resulted in the suspension of these shipments. They have no ETA on when they're going to come out, but you know, this is just the next thing in a long line of stuff that the coronavirus has basically just set to the wayside. You know, both the Korean and Chinese League of Legends championships have been delayed indefinitely. Overwatch League's Chinese matches were canceled and going to be rescheduled. The Game Developers Conference was canceled. Let's see. Geez, what else? Google's a big I.O. event was canceled. They moved back the new 007 movie and the Mulan movie. I mean, it's affecting everything.
Yeah, I think we're not even close to, like, the the peak yet.
You don't think we hit the peak yet?
No, I think that it, because again, a lot of this, especially with the Turbo Graphics console, is production stuff, right? Yeah. So it's like, it's not
an you think that the real effect is even going to be delayed even longer?
Correct, because it's not about the ones that they were able to make, they're going to make for the next 2 months. That's not going to impact it. But in 3 months, when the replacement like parts that they were supposed to get to the factory, that's when you're going to start seeing the shortages.
Well, and what about all this stuff that, you know, that's made over there in China that we're not hearing about the delay of, that will end up being delayed for similar reasons? Oh, wow.
Yeah, like the ripples of this, I think are going to be a big thing. And especially with live events, like, they're going to be very cautious about this.
They're talking about canceling the Olympics.
Yes, even then. And I think, like, E3 being canceled, right? It's going to put E3 to bed. You will never see another E3 after it gets canceled here.
I don't want to say that we won't see another one, but I will contend that it will be a crippling blow and E3 will never be the same again.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I think this is going to be a deal, dude. Like I said, we haven't hit the peak yet, and I think it's going to really impact, like, a lot of these esports leagues that are launching for the first year. You have ESL, like the Counter-Strike League.
Okay. Flashpoint, the other Counter-Strike League, has also been pushing off a bunch of their stuff.
And then, like, this Overwatch stuff that's been happening, where they've had to cancel a lot of the Chinese and, like, Asian Pacific Rim matches, it's going to get bad.
So with some of the stuff, are they just canceling the events to avoid the big crowds? Can't they still play the games? Can they still set up something for the teams to play and compete?
They could, and there are actually some that are doing that. You know, IEM Katowice, for example, they basically just canceled the live crowd.
Sounds like a fancy Italian dish.
We'll be talking a little bit later on about Final Combat and Mortal Kombat Championship. They did the same thing. They canceled the crowds, but, you know, everything else still
Because even
took
the NBA's
place.
Talking, we'll still have, we might have to have teams playing against each other in empty, arenas. Mm-hmm. So is that still, like, that's actually an option you could do with the esports, I would think, right?
Well, yeah, but they have to be very cautious, because it's not like the players are the ones saying they don't want to play. It's not like the teams are the ones saying they don't want to play. It's the backers. It's the people with the money that don't want to have to deal. If somebody does get sick, that's bad news bears for, like, everybody that's financially involved. And it can really scar what you're doing. Like, you look at how they canceled South by Southwest, right? Yeah. That entire Austin area relies on South by
Southwest.
Oh, yeah,
there's a lot of income, like a lot of tourist money.
Millions of dollars flow in. And esports hasn't necessarily gotten to that point yet, but it's definitely going to affect the people that did say, yep, we're in on esports, whatever you got to do, bring it in. Those millions of dollars that would come from homestands or from tournaments or finals or anything, like when they cancel in Katowice, it's a big deal, because that's millions of dollars not going to that area and may not the next year either.
So do you think coronavirus could be a huge, like, have a huge impact on just esports in general, and the growth that esports has had over the last few years has kind of had, like, a huge, like, surge?
I don't know that it's going to negatively specifically impact esports, because it's such a global thing right now. And I think Weird Beard's right about what he said earlier, is that I think we're going to see more ripples that become waves later on. So I think this is something that's going to affect us globally. Esports will be a part of that, but I don't think it will be esports specifically that falls behind as a result.
Okay. All right, we'll talk about that a little bit more coming up. But first, it's time to check out this week's Nailed It and Failed It.
You know who this is.
From the high highs to the low lows.
Turn it up.
Who nailed it and who failed it?
On Checkpoint XP Radio.
I'm going to start with the Nailed It. Now, you may not understand a lot of what's going on in this clip this week, but we hope you enjoy the excitement. The clip comes to us from competitive French Rocket League.
K-Dub qui essaye de passer, c'est bien fait, ce qui fait K-Dub. Oh, K-Dub! Le triple champion du monde qui vient taper du poing sur la table, mesdames et messieurs. C'est une égalisation pour Vitality.
Il a reset.
Renault Vitality went on to beat Team Reciprocity.
It's still almost reciprocity.
Reciprocity. I've been practicing this word all morning.
That is a stupid team name.
I'm not going to be able to get it. So, but anyways, Vitality went on to win in the RLCS9. So stay tuned for next hour when we check out who failed it.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio.
And now we're going to talk more about the TurboGrafx-16 mini console. It seems like there's a lot of the mini consoles coming out.
Have you played any of them? Have you seen
played,
any of them?
I think I've gotten a bootleg NES one.
Okay.
It's got like 4,000 games on it, you know, but it's all the same game.
Yeah.
There's only actually like 30 different ones that you have like little swaps in color.
Yeah.
Look, I have to say, I'm not big on this whole trend, you know?
No.
When they first came out with the NES mini, like, that was probably a good idea. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Nintendo made bank on it, even with, you know, the demand or the supply being as short as it was. And then even when, like, the Genesis Mini came out, I'm like, okay, sure. But then when they're like, you know what, PlayStation Mini, Nintendo 64 Mini, Atari Mini, TurboGrafx-16, I'm like, come on, really, guys?
It's like all the game developers are, like, trying to cash in on
that's
the nostalgia,
exactly what they're doing.
Well, I mean, with the Sega one, though.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, these companies that are doing it know they're competing with a GameStop or, like, a resale kind of
okay,
place.
Okay, first of all, are they complaining with GameStop? Because I'm pretty sure they are on their way out.
Yeah, but I mean, there's still places selling the physical original SNES and NES, a Sega
they're selling them for over
$100. Plus, you have to buy the games.
Yeah.
Plus, you have to buy the consoles or the controllers. You have to buy all the accessories.
There
like,
is no way that Sega and Nintendo and the console developers are worried about like the mom and pop's third hand jelly bean stores selling used NES games.
I mean, I get that. I just think that they go for the throat when why would I buy the original one when I can buy a mini console? I may not get all the games I want, but I get some
culture.
Of them.
Nostalgia culture. That's what it is.
I gotta agree with Robbie.
It's absolutely a cash grab at nostalgia, period.
Okay.
Nostalgia is so huge right now. I definitely think it's them trying to cash in on the nostalgia as opposed to, because like really, if you do find those games, sometimes it's really rare to find the games, and they are so expensive.
Yeah, they suck to have to buy.
And nowadays, you know, you can usually find, like Sega released their virtual console on smartphones a few years ago. So you can go and find these exact same games on a virtual console on your phone or your tablet somewhere. So it's not like they're impossible to find if you want to play them. Spoilers, nobody actually wants to play any of these games until they're put in front of you via a mini console.
Can we talk about how the game selection is pretty much the worst for all of these mini consoles as well?
It is pretty bad.
It's like they have a couple of decent ones. Yeah. I won't say that it's totally bereft of any good
games.
There's
usual, three or four. Exactly. Yeah, three a or handful four hits. Of games that you actually want to play. And in the case of, what was it, the Super Nintendo Mini, actually having Star Fox 2 on there, which was previously unreleased.
Yeah, that was a game never released, right?
That was cool. Mm-hmm. But by and large, for the most part, I feel like these mini consoles are more just like something for you to put on your mantle. And it's a conversation piece.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Over. Oh, you got one of the 50 NES minis that were made. Congratulations.
I'm so retro. I'm such a retro gamer.
If you had to buy one of these for one console, what console are you getting? Any console.
It would probably be the PlayStation just so that I could get FF7 because I own it in every other incarnation.
Wow, look at you, a completionist. Yeah. I'd like the Nintendo 64.
Ooh, that's
a good one.
Mario Kart 64,
one.
Shadows of the Empire.
Pokemon Snap better be on there.
I was not a big Pokemon Snap guy.
You are.
I spent a lot of hours playing the Star Wars Shadows of the Empire.
Wait, Rick, I mean, you're the nostalgia-ridden, you know, retro guy, plays crappy games. Do you have any of these minis?
I don't, but I mean...
That surprises me.
I know. I usually, because the Switch has the online store.
Has
that
everything you would need. See? Exactly.
Yeah, so
very
it's like...
pragmatic of you.
I feel like I'd be double buying, as well as the fact that, again, these games aren't like...
I'm sorry, have you never double bought a game?
I try not to, just because I'm poor. And then also because, like, I will emulate the games that I want to play because they aren't making it to these mini systems. Just literally the games that I'm interested in are not there. Like, the Mario ones that they port, they don't have, like, Super Mario Brothers 3 on everything. You know?
Come
like,
on. That's gotta be on it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they just don't. They're very stingy with it. And when you're stingy, I'm stingy with my wallet.
Well, and I think coming into this next console generation, too, the PS5 and the Xbox Series X, whatever it's called, has confirmed backwards compatibility. So to your point, you know, earlier about, they want to go after that aftermarket, well, now you have a reason to go out and buy, like, PlayStation 1 games
again.
You
have a system you can play it on.
Yeah, like, I'm a guy who likes buying my physical stuff. I'm a physical media dude. And
like putting it in the cloud?
Yeah, I just don't like this. I don't like the concept of it. I think, you know, like, you guys have won me over. It is 100% a cash grab. I'm not going to spend my money on
Victory!
It.
It's good to know you're another fellow brother in wanting to have the physical media thing.
Dude,
everybody makes fun of me because I'm, you call it a conspiracy theory, but I don't like things just in the cloud. I want to hold it. It makes me feel
safe. Be able
safe.
To look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? Joke's on them because, again, now with the PS5 comes back around, I have all my PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 games.
You can play them all.
I get to bust back out again and realize how bad they were.
See how scratched the discs are. All right, well, that's all the time we have to talk about that. Are you over the whole mini console, like, trend?
I hope so.
Are there systems you want to see turned into a mini console? Let us know on social media. You can tweet us at CheckpointXP. But coming up next, we're going to check in with Robbie. Robbie had a bit of a birthday celebration over the weekend, and he's got a little bit of a beef with some of us on the show. We'll get to that next on Checkpoint.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and a grown man not afraid to admit he is addicted to the Untitled Goose Game. That would be me, James Campbell.
Now, how bad is your addiction? Is it like shaking from withdrawals addiction, or...
It is. Every time I turn on the game, I have to go back and redo every single task that I've already done. Like, I love to get the farmer wet. I don't know why. Every single time.
Crazy.
I have to go.
Yeah, really.
Come on, guys. Grow up. Grow up, guys. All right. So, Robbie, you had a big birthday weekend this weekend, but some things went wrong. Why don't you clue us in about it? Because I think you're upset with a couple of us here on the show,
a little bit,
program.
Definitely. So, yeah, last week was my birthday. Happened right smack dab in the middle of the week.
Well,
but,
you
know, I planned and set out an invitation for work people to come and hang out. And two people that I was really hoping to see there, James and Weird Beard. In fact, Weird Beard, we were actually going to go bowling, but I had called the place the day before just to make sure that we'd be cool with it. And they're like, open bowl stops at 5, which is when we were going to show up. So Weird Beard's like, let's go to this brewery I know. It has an arcade and brew. It's the coolest place ever. And I'm like, you're going to be there, right? He's like, yeah, I sure am. And guess who didn't show
Weird
up?
Weird Beard. You ghosted
Weird
him?
Weird Beard. Yeah, because he didn't even have the common courtesy to send me a text and be like, hey, sorry I can't make it.
Oh, yeah.
Just didn't even show up.
Come on, Weird
Why?
Beard.
Because I got into a fight with an 8-year-old. This is usually what happens on weekends.
No, like dad excuse.
Yeah, because I can't. She was horrible, and we can't reward her with taking her out. She was so excited to come hang out.
So leave her at home with her mom.
No, listen, mom and I are a tag team. You do not leave an ornery 8-year-old at home with one parent. That's torture.
Because he's scared of when it's going to be payback.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so why couldn't you even send a text? Like, man, sorry, we ain't going to make it out.
Because I'm a big and like it was, I wanted to just pretend like if I don't open my phone, I could pretend like, you know, maybe I just overslept all day.
No, you want to know what the worst thing here is, right? When we first started working together, he was the first one to come to me. He's like, hey, when are we going to hang out on the weekends? Like, go and grab a beer and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know about
that.
And now I finally pull the trigger. I invite him out and he doesn't even show up.
And he ghosts you on the first try.
So guess what? Next time, you know who's not going to be invited? It's
Weird
you.
Beard.
Well, here's the thing. I have a very bad habit. Like, I Irish goodbye. Like, do you guys know what an Irish goodbye
is?
I
have no clue. Fill me in.
An Irish goodbye is when you don't say goodbye to people at a party. Like, if I'm at a party.
You just
disappear. I just go. Okay. Like, I'm ready to go.
Next time, let your missus know that she's invited and you can stay home with the 8-year-old.
All right. Excellent. I will say, though, was it a decent, like, venue? Did I pick an okay place?
No. You know what? I'm not going to admit to that.
He's like,
no, I'm not.
Know. He's like, I was really bad. I was really bad, but make me feel good about
so
it.
So, James.
Yes.
Where were you, mister?
See, I actually had an excuse. I was at the NXT wrestling show. It was just, it was a couple.
Okay, hold on. Can we need to clarify before we go any further in this. When you're a wrestling fan.
Yes.
We all are adults here that
it's
acknowledge
still
that,
real to
that,
me.
Yeah, wrestling is not real, correct?
It's a real performance art.
All right. Here's what wrestling is. Okay, it's an improvised stunt show.
Okay,
it's a
technical definition, but yes.
So, do they know what the outcome is for the match before the match happens? Yes. Do they know what's going to happen during the match? They know a couple of the moves, a couple of the spots, yes, but the rest is up to the wrestlers to improvise a show in the ring for the audience.
Well, and when you're dropping a dude on thumbtacks, you can't fake that.
Yeah, I don't think you can fake that, but it's definitely, it's smoke and mirrors. We can admit that it's
absolutely
smoke and mirrors.
Yes.
Okay. It's as real as magic is, let's put it that way.
It's sports entertainment. So as long as you keep in mind, it's entertainment. It's not like Olympic collegiate wrestling. You know, it's all pageantry. Once you keep that in mind and you're just there for the fun of it, it is a blast.
Now, have you ever played any WWE video games at all?
Unfortunately, yes. I'm one of the suckers that got scammed out of $60 with WWE 2K20.
The new one.
Unplayable!
Yeah, well, did you hear about like the Y2K bug at, well, you know, once it turned 2020 where like nothing would work in it?
No, because I stopped playing it.
Yeah, you couldn't even get past any of the menus.
Once I saw John Cena's face look like somebody just like stomped on it with a Doc Martin boot, and I was like, okay, I'm done.
So, like, how do the video games match up to this NXT show that you were at over the weekend?
Well, the NXT show was by far superior, at least to the video game. it's fun. Like, so NXT, I don't follow as closely as I do some of the other wrestling leagues, but NXT is the home of my fiance's hunk supreme, whatever you want to call it, Finn Balor. So we got tickets to go see this, assuming Finn Balor would be there. And, well, I guess Finn Balor's too big for just doing a house show. He's TV only. He wasn't there. But, I mean, the show overall was great. It was unfortunate. People in the crowd got to see me get embarrassed in front of the entire audience.
Hey, hold on. You buried the entire lead of this story.
Sorry, yeah. I was embarrassed in front of the entire venue.
At a wrestling
match. I'm sorry, was your thong showing?
No. I wish. Like, that would have actually made me proud if my thong was showing. So there's like an MC host that comes out. She's like, hey, everybody, welcome to NXT. We love the Motor City.
She's the hype woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she sees that we're sitting in the front row. She looks over and makes eye contact with me. So that was my first mistake.
It's already game on.
Do you know her?
I have no idea who she
is. Oh, all right.
I've never heard of her. She travels with the house show. Does the MC
and she
duties.
Just she didn't ask you, she just made eye contact.
No, just made eye contact with me. And then she's like, you guys got great seats.
Oh, you know what it was. You know what that moment is? It's that moment like when you watch the Discovery Channel and like the cheetah and the gazelle lock eyes.
Yep.
Sees the prey. It is just like, I'm about to assert my dominance all over you in front of your girl.
Exactly. And at that very moment, I was like, oh boy.
Yeah, what happened? So she makes eye contact with you.
So then she goes, what's your name?
Oh, God.
I'm like, James. Very proudly. I'm like, James? My name is James. I'm here at NXT, baby. And then she goes, who is the current NXT Women's Champion?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You hate women.
Oh, no. Don't start that rumor. No, absolutely love
women.
Wait.
Was this on International Women's Day as well?
Oh, my God.
I think it was.
Now, she's making me look like a total scumbag. But I don't follow that league as much. And at that moment, I blanked. I couldn't think of a single woman wrestler.
You couldn't even guess?
In NXT.
Oh, no.
But James.
The worst part is the wrestler that is the champion, I'm a fan of.
Oh, no.
But I just blanked. I completely blanked. Like, she asked the
fake
question.
Fake fan.
I know. I look like such a poser. I'm in the front row. I got a wrestling shirt on. I got my fiance next to me. I'm ready. I'm cheering. I'm booing. And I look like such a poser when they're like, who's the current NXT Women's Champion?
Now, were you on like a Jumbotron type thing?
Was it a big screen behind me.
Did you melt into your seat? Did you just like,
well, no.
Yeah, how did you answer? Like, what did you do? Did you just deer in a headlight?
I kept my mouth shut and I was like, oh, I do not know the answer to this question. And I immediately looked at my fiance and she's like, don't look at me. Don't look at me. And the host just walked away. She just walked away.
Oh, you weren't even worth her time
anymore.
Just
walked away. The room starts booing, so what do? I stand up and I do the cross chop, the suck it.
It doesn't matter. You're donezo.
Yeah,
I know, but still, I told the whole thing to suck it.
You can never go back to another NXT show ever. Those are the rules.
You're not gonna remember.
Those are the rules.
Like they have my face up on the wall, like do not let this man in.
You should have came to my birthday.
Now to tie this full circle, all you had to do is the Irish goodbye. They asked the question, and you just get up and leave. Who's gonna say anything?
That's true.
They don't know why you left. You just left without saying anything.
But do I have to actually leave the venue?
Just
wait for her
in
to
your
walk
car.
Away?
You drive away 20 minutes.
I got paid $75 for that seat. Right, I'm not driving away.
I would like to personally send a big apology out to Rhea Ripley. By the way, current NXT Women's Championship.
I
didn't Google nothing. You can't prove it.
Yeah.
You can't prove nothing.
So, NXT, if you're listening, you're always available to come on our show and body slam one of us.
Yeah, I'll take that bump. I will definitely take that bump. All right, that's all the time we have to talk about that for right now. Coming up later in the show, a Twitch streamer shoots a gun on stream, gets banned. What all they letting fly on Twitch nowadays?
Everything. Everything goes on
everything
Twitch.
Goes. Everything goes but a male nipple. We'll talk about that coming up next on Checkpoint XP.
This is Checkpoint XP. Esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, this is Joe with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. Starting in the Overwatch League, Week 6 will see the OWL heading down to Miami for the Mayhem homestand. The Mayhem will be welcoming Toronto, Paris, New York, Boston, London, Philadelphia, and Atlanta to town. Turning our attention to the spring split of the League of Legends LCS, where Cloud9 have finally lost a game but remain in first place. Monday Night League this week will play host to 100 Thieves vs. FlyQuest, while TSM squares off with Golden Guardians. March is here and all eyes are on ESL One Los Angeles, marking the first Dota ESL Major of the year. Matches will be running throughout the month, but the main event is March 20th through the 22nd. The Apex Legends Global Series would have had its first major stop this weekend in Arlington, but that event has been postponed due to coronavirus. The Capcom Pro Tour has a stop in Brussels that'll run from March 20th through the 22nd, and April 1st marks the kickoff of the PUBG Global Series in Berlin, while the weekend of the 18th will play host to the Mix-Up in Lyon, France. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, and remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. I'm James Campbell, and along with me is Weird Beard, as well as our very own Overwatch aficionado, Robbie Landis.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. How
do you, finally.
Yeah, how do you get certified to be an aficionado? Is there a class you took?
Yeah, it's called playing Overwatch for so long that your girlfriend wonders if you're still alive or not.
Oh, cool.
That's all it takes?
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. And they officially send you the letter and everything. You are the aficionado.
Yep, that's right.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
A Twitch streamer shoots his gun on stream and gets banned. Robbie, do you have some details on us about what happened with this?
I do, yes. And that is not any sort of innuendo. We're talking about a real gun here.
A GUN.
So Call of Duty trick shot specialist and former FaZe Clan member Carl Reamer pulled out a pistol on stream.
How does one become a trick shot specialist?
You know what? That might be a little bit more of a Weird Beard question, coming from more of a traditional sort of CS:GO shooting background. I mean, are there trick shots in games like that?
Yeah, it's like a spinning 360 no scope. Like, it's just dumb.
Oh, or like the guys who can throw a knife across the map and hit somebody. Oh,
it's
all right.
Just called luck.
Okay,
kind of like in
most cases.
And I can, without even having ever seen this man or anything like that, I guarantee he's a Kyle.
A total Kyle.
He likes playing Call of Duty. He probably drinks a lot of Monster energy and punches holes in walls.
Yeah, like, Kyle, like your bro dude.
Yeah, like
extreme sports.
My name's Kyle. Gamer. What's going on?
Except in this case, he's not punching holes in walls. He's shooting holes in monitors. But yeah, on stream, he's playing with a gun that he thought he had taken the clip out of, but probably still had something chambered.
Oh my God.
And it goes off. Yeah, it goes off right on stream. He gets banned as a result of it.
Crazy. So, do you have any video, audio, any evidence?
I do have some audio.
Because
he
did it on stream.
He did. It is immortalized. Take a listen.
Sometimes they scrub it. Wow, it sounds like kind of
God damn.
And then he goes on to play like, oh, well, I didn't know. I've done this a million times. I always triple check it, but this time I guess I didn't. And there is an apology video up on YouTube now where he's like, guys, I've ruined my life because his team dropped him. He's basically,
so he's lost everything.
He's lost everything at this point.
So he's no longer on a team.
It's hard for me to feel sorry for him because, I mean, these Twitch streamers, they have, they rake in thousands of dollars a week. So you better have been saving that somewhere. If your life after this is ruined to where, you got no place to go but down, that's on you, buddy.
You know what made me laugh the most was after the gun went off, I heard, obviously, I guessed, energy drink cans get knocked over from the desk when he shot through it and everything.
Yeah.
It just shows, dude, some of these kids on stream have no concept that, like, there's other people watching you. Like, you're doing things that other people are able. Why would you play with a gun? Why would you do that?
No, so you said this guy is from the FaZe Clan. Is that what you had said earlier?
Formally, yeah.
And might I say, FaZe Clan has the online presence of a bunch of Kyles. Like,
that's what I was going to ask.
Yes.
I feel like every time somebody's in trouble for doing something in the realm of streaming.
Quick correction, because he is formally of FaZe Clan, but when this happened, he was actually part of Soar Gaming, who also dropped him. So formerly of FaZe Clan, formerly of Soar Gaming.
Okay, because I feel like the FaZe Clan is like the Al-Qaeda of streamers. Like,
essentially.
Just training these guys to do bad things.
To go outside and just, you know, say the N-word on stream and whatnot. Like, I mean, they've been caught doing that. There's people that do that, or they play with guns. Like, it's just a dumb...
It's not a good look.
It's a dumb thing.
But I do feel like every time somebody's in trouble for something really bad... It's always former member of the FaZe Clan.
Absolutely. And but like the thing that makes this the worst, if you're not familiar, like I'm sure you know what Call of Duty is, right, James?
Absolutely.
Like
yes.
It's all about the guns. It's about shooting stuff. You play a video game about how dangerous guns are because they shoot people and kill them. And then you're like, you know what I'm going to do in real life?
On stream.
On stream playing with a gun.
You guys see me play with guns in video games? Now watch me do it in real life. Take that monitor. Pow. But the gun sounded kind of weak, too. I won't say that. I don't know. I've never had a gun go off in my streaming room, but I feel like that sounded like a weak gun. You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for video games and esports. Now, we're going to talk about the dumbest thing you've done on stream or drunk.
Oh, boy.
See, I like the modifier of or drunk, because you can be drunk with, like, streaming power, can't you? Like, when you have thousands of people watching you, you're kind of influenced.
When you look at the culture that's been created around streaming, it's all about doing the next big thing, you know, to get that big bump in viewership. So you don't even necessarily have to be drunk on anything. You're just trying to get the bits, man.
Before we tell these stories...
Which kind of bits you talking
James,
about
James, are you more liable to do something dumb on stream or while you're drunk?
Honestly, for me, it's on stream.
Okay.
Because I'm doing stuff dumb on stream because I'm trying to get clicks. I'm trying to get views. I'm trying to push boundaries. I've actually gotten a 24-hour ban on Twitch. But the question is, I don't know if it was for the male nipples that were exposed by my GIMP that was assisting
probably.
Me,
yeah, absolutely.
Or if it was the dongers that I had, the elf on the shelf cradling in the background.
Okay, we're coming back to this. Robbie, drunk or on stream? Which one are you more likely?
Definitely on stream. There was a show that I was part of prior to Checkpoint where we had a bet going and we were separated into two teams. And the winners of the bet were the first of the two teams to bring in $5,000 in donations.
Wow.
So, yeah, we did a shot called Satan's Butthole.
Ooh,
sounds
spicy.
Yeah, where we took all the condiments that we had in the house, and people on stream, for every $5 they donated, we would add a little bit into this concoction, and then at the end we'd take a shot of it.
You have no idea how normal you make me feel right now hearing
that
story. Because I thought I was the only weirdo that ever did that growing up.
Did a body shot off of my former roommate, who is very big and very hairy, puts both of you in shame. Luckily, there's no video evidence of that one. And I also kicked my roommate in the nuts once for it, the nut shot.
You're a real jackass-esque little streamer there.
Yeah,
huh?
But you know what? We won the bet.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There you go. I will say that I guess I'm the odd man out here. I'm much more likely to do something dumb while drunk than I am on stream.
I've heard you threaten to drop kick your kid.
Oh, yes, but that's not on stream.
Or drunk.
Yeah, I think that's just normal life.
Yeah. Now, like, when I'm drunk, I don't know, like, I'm more apt to just be like, it's whatever. But, like, being on camera and stuff, I'm not happy with it. I don't like it. So... I guess I don't have any crazy stories.
You know,
I'd
love to see what that sort of Rick is like, but unfortunately, he ditched out on me when I invited him out for a drink.
James, tell us about the ban that you got on Twitch for 24 hours.
So the ban that I had, I was running a contest. I was trying to do a prize stream. I just started streaming on Twitch, so I was trying to do whatever I could do to try to drum up some viewers. What if I give away some Taco Bell gift cards and I have a man in a GIMP outfit with a Santa hat? I was calling him the Christmas GIMP. Spin the prize wheel for the viewers.
How'd you get to this? Like, what's the line of thinking where you're like, prize, giveaway, GIMP?
Well, for me, the GIMP is easily because I do a character for another radio show that I'm on called Jimmy Deathnuts.
Okay.
So Jimmy Deathnuts wears a GIMP mask. So I had all the accessories there. A couple of awkward conversations with the actors that are going to play the Gimp. You got to convince them to go shirtless.
Were they SAG-AFTRA, like the license?
No.
Okay.
This is straight up off the books. No union involved.
Under the table Gimp work.
Like, I need you to show up at my house. I'm going to pay you $50. Here's your outfit.
This sounds like an ad on Craigslist.
It almost was. But luckily, I found somebody at the radio station that was willing to do it. It was real hired up for cash.
Okay.
So I had him dressed up in the Gimp outfit. You know, it was a harness with a Gimp mask, and he had Santa pants and a Santa hat on, and he was just spinning the prize wheel. So in between whatever battle royale I was playing, it was probably PUBG, waiting for matches to load, we'd spin the prize wheel and give away prizes in the interim waiting for that. Next thing you know, the stream just stops. It just stops dead.
Did you think something was just wrong?
Yeah, because I'm still learning how to set it up. I'm like, what did I didn't connect something. Something's not right here. I'm like, Gimp, hold on one moment. Just Mr. Gimp.
Hold on, Mr. Gimp. Yes. Please take a seat.
I like that he was still performing even with the stream down.
Yeah, I'm like, Mr. Gimp, just
gotta stay in character.
Yeah. I'm like, go.
Hey, Gimp, take a quick five. We'll be back here.
Grab a beverage. I got to figure out what's going on. And then I realized I had an email saying that my stream had received a 24-hour ban due to sexually explicit content.
It was definitely the Gimp.
But I'm like, there's nothing sexually explicit. He's just here for fun. He's a humorist. He's a fun little helper Gimp. He's just a helper.
He's a fun little helper Gimp.
You know? He's not here to do anything sexual to anybody. He's just wearing an outrageous outfit so people will come and watch.
You know, it's the exact same argument that gets thrown around when some female streamers get banned because people like mass report them for wearing revealing clothing, and they're like, that's sexually explicit, and they're like, there's nothing explicit about just boobs.
Yes.
Like, I just find it funny, though, that you called him an assistant Gimp, as if you were like, he was picking up your laundry
the
and
Gimp
everything
still
else,
still deserves
too.
Respect, weird beard. He's still a person inside. He just wears a weird mask, okay?
He's just a little bit more dead than we are.
Yes, but he's still a real person. Coming up, The Last of Us is going to get made into a TV show. What other games do you think you'd like to see adapted by HBO or turned into movies? We'll talk about that coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
In a little bit on Checkpoint XP.
Ready, set, go!
Welcome into Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. I'm James Campbell, and joining me, Robbie Landis, and the man with the weirdest of beards, Weird Beard.
I wish that I could have, like, Ripley's Believe It or Not or even the world record people contact me and see if that's a real title that a man could hold.
I don't think that your beard is the weirdest. It is a little weird.
It's up there. It's definitely on my list of weird beards.
The first time that my girlfriend met him, she couldn't stop staring, and she's like, I just want to shave it off.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's cruel. Yeah. You never shave another man's beard.
Disrespectful.
How disrespectful. All right, we got a couple members of the Checkpoint XP crew. I've been playing a game, CSGO. A Weird Beard and our producer, Callie, they've been playing it. And they want to try to sell Robbie and I on whether or not we should play it or not play it.
It's an old-looking game, man. Yes. It's I feel like it doesn't really have the best of reputations, despite the fact that it's actually been growing a bit more popular since going free-to-play. More and more people have been flocking to it.
So let's do the 50,000-foot, you don't know what CSGO is. It's an acronym meaning Counter-Strike Global Offensive.
Oh, Global Offensive. Yes. I thought like GO was like, let's go!
That's essentially what it is. So it's one of the oldest esports that exists. It started off playing LANs, which is like the computers in a room.
Oh, like when you'd have all your friends over at your house and you run all the cables.
There's actually a famous picture out there of a guy duct taped to a ceiling, like playing because there wasn't enough room in the basement. They were playing CSGO in that picture.
Yes, and so CSGO has been around for quite a while. CSGO is the latest iteration of Counter-Strike. It's 5v5. You have counter-terrorists and terrorists. The terrorists are trying to plant a bomb, and the counter-terrorists try to shoot them with the bang-bang guns and don't let them do it.
Okay.
I don't know. It's interesting because it feels a lot like football. It's the esports equivalent, I always say, of football, in that there's an offense and there's a defense and there's a lot of
I don't know, man. Football doesn't put me to sleep.
But there's times of no action, and then there's a whole bunch of action that happens really quickly. So now, you know, we've been playing. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So you got me. You got me into playing Counter Strike.
Okay.
Every morning I come in and you're playing a game of Counter Strike. So now I'm starting to bring my laptop in so that we can play a game.
I'm confused though.
Yeah.
Because Callie, you came in the other day and you goes, "I've been playing Counter Strike and I hate it."
Yeah, I do too.
Let me. I need to make this.
You guys are spending a lot of time doing something you hate.
This game is trash. Like I have never played a trash fire like this game. It is utter garbage.
You guys are supposed to be convincing us to play.
It's a horrible experience, and I can't wait to get home and play more. I can't describe it.
So it's like reality TV. Like, you know you shouldn't be enjoying this,
yes,
but you
so
do.
So wait. Is Counter-Strike like the Keeping Up with the Kardashians of esports?
It can be there. Oh. There's some things that make it, as the gamers would say, a little toxic. One, it's a free-to-play community, so you're already dealing with people that don't want to pay money for a game.
Yeah,
and if they get banned, they can just start playing again.
They just play
anyway.
Again.
It's whatever.
It's as easy as that.
There's no consequences.
Oh, nice.
Two, it's a game that's heavily reliant on communication. You know, like Rocket League, you could maybe go through and you're just trying to kick a ball into a goal, right? Like, fairly simple. There's some
I think there's a bit more to it than that.
But I'm saying, like, it's not necessarily as, like, large of a communication piece. Counter-Strike is based off of only communicating. You have to know 50 call outs, as they call them, to like identify places on the map.
This sounds complicated
already.
Exactly.
Yeah. You guys are not selling me.
Yeah. And you know, like, if you have somebody who's just an idiot or like has their mic turned up, so
it sounds like this the entire time, like they're ordering at a drive-thru.
That you know, that's what you have to deal with, and it sucks. It sucks.
My first game, I get dropped into a game yesterday. Four Russian guys on
my
team. It's just.
So there's already a language barrier.
It's blaring Russian in my ears as we start playing. And the only word that I can understand, I can't say on air.
Oh, my.
And they just keep saying it over and over again. I can't say it in the office either. I will definitely get fired
in
FCHR.
Okay, can you guys tell us the good things about this game?
Yes, please. What are some positive points?
It's like a bad relationship that when it's bad, it's really bad. But when it's good, ooh, baby.
But in the bedroom, it's really good. That's what it is. No, because like when you actually get to play a game and like get to experience like a team that kind of knows what they're doing, there's no game I've played that's more fun.
Okay, all right. Counterpoint to Counter-Strike. All right. What about finding a game that has those ups but then doesn't have those downs?
It has the story, like, you can only find it in a game that's been around for 20 years, right? Like,
I don't know.
The community that's evolved in it, it's again, it sucks 80% of the time, but that 20% that's just like,
for that 20.
Chef's kiss. So then you're into it.
You guys have worked with me for a long time. You know, I don't typically get like super like, ragey about stuff. Literally the other day I'm playing and Sarah's just listening to me curse at my computer from the other room. She's like, "I don't think I've ever heard you swear before.
I don't know that this is a good thing. Yeah, stop playing this game."
It's hard, man. It's so hard. Like the rush of like, because when you die, you spectate your teammates. So if you're the last person alive on your team,
all four people are watching you and telling you what to do. It's awful.
It's like, and you just get anxious. And but the if you clutch it out, like if you, you know, kill everybody else on the other team, and everybody's just like, "Oh, you're a god, you're amazing."
I feel
you're
like I'm sitting like in a room with two guys trying to sell us on opioids.
Yeah, I don't know how.
That's
how,
what I feel like right now.
How are you feeling about this so far, James?
Yeah. It's a big pass.
I'm gonna
me.
Take a big
That's
pass
a
myself.
CS, no.
Yeah. Oh.
For me.
That's a good call, by the way.
You know who this is.
From the high highs to the low lows.
Turn it up.
Who nailed it and who failed it?
On Checkpoint XP Radio.
Team Liquid gave their fans hope last week by finally posting a 2-0 weekend. But now they're back in the tank. Following an embarrassing loss to Counter Logic Gaming, they brought Double Lift back to the main lineup. And this was the result.
The Kiana damage comes through. The burst is down. And Apollo is absolutely annihilating some health bars. It's a double kill and four dead on the side of Team Liquid. Immortal will slam that fight.
Not only do they set up four soul point Captain Flowers, but that should be a Baron as well.
Now, James, essentially Double Lift is the Tom Brady of League of Legends.
Okay.
He's been benched. He came back in, and then they lost again. They've lost every game that he's played with them this year.
Oh, really? Well, that's very disappointing for Double Lift and the team, I suppose.
Yeah, they're on the verge of missing the playoffs now, this split as a result. Man, Double Lift, what happened? I
mean, come on, Double Lift. They're going to call you double drop.
It was a good one, James.
Dude, I'm all about the zingers. All right, you're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. Now, Weirdbeard has a game for us to play.
Yeah, so what I did is I pulled a whole bunch of iconic video game songs. The theme songs are just a song located in the game, and you guys are going to have to guess them. However, we can't just be, you know, like guessing video game themes. You guys are geniuses when it comes to video games. So they're all played backwards.
Oh, my.
Now, here's the rules. You're going to be able to buzz in and give me your guess. The way you're going to buzz in is by making a barnyard animal noise. James, what barnyard animal do you want to be?
Barnyard animal. Let's see. Out of all the barnyard animals, I'm going to go with a screaming goat.
Goat it is. Screaming goat, might I add.
Bop!
Robbie, what do you want
to
be?
I'm not doing that. And to sort of prove...
On.
No, hold on. To assert my dominance and my knowledge over James, I'm going to go ahead and let him guess first on every single one of these and still clutch out the victory.
Oh, okay, God. I'll take the advantage.
All right, whenever we're ready, we can go with clip number one.
It sounds very skippy. It sounds like, so you hear some violins in there.
James.
Is this Halo?
James,
I have
to know James,
yes! Yes!
Yep, you're lucky because I knew that one.
You knew that one.
Okay. I did.
All right, let's do clip number two here. See if James can stay on a roll.
Come on. These clips.
15 seconds.
Oh no.
You can guess whenever you want.
Time is starting to run out.
Just give me the scream and go.
Mega Man.
Oh, unfortunately, that is the battle music from Final Fantasy VII.
Ouch. Oh, it is currently tied 1-1 with James and Robbie. Let's see if we can get the next one with clip number three.
I feel like this. Do I have to buzz in? Bob!
Yes. Okay. All right. James?
It changed at the end. I realized what it was.
Just commit to it.
Oh, God.
Commit.
Dun, 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 dun. But I can't think of the game!
All right, James.
I know the song, but I can't think of the game.
Robbie?
That's Mario, isn't it?
It's incorrect. Ooh. You're both idiots. It's Sonic.
Sonic!
Oh, that's right. You know what? Mario. Hey, Sonic is the Mario of Sega, all right?
I agree with that. 100%.
I accept that.
It's weird how, like, the backwardness of it is, like, just enough to, like, do, like, I don't know.
I could hear him collecting coins.
You can hear it.
The rings in the
all
background.
Right, clip number four. Let's see if we can get somebody with a lead. And I need the correct game, not the game series.
I'm out. I have no clue.
What?
I have no clue whatsoever.
All right. Now, I don't know if I can get the exact series, but I'm going to go Super Mario Brothers 1 underwater level.
Incorrect.
Was it 3?
3. I'm sorry.
Come on. I knew it was the underwater level.
You did, but you still
give
no
me
points.
Half a point. Give me half a
no,
point.
No, you get no points. You got it wrong.
Here, we're going to do one more.
All right.
This is for all the marbles.
Oh.
James, are you ready?
The pressure's on, man. I'm feeling very anxious. Right
Robbie,
now.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Clip number 6, I believe.
Cuphead!
No, you're wrong.
Oh.
Oh, my God. This. Play it again, James.
It sounds like it could be a racing game. Is it Animal Crossing?
No, incorrect.
Okay,
Undertale?
I have to get in on this. I have to get it. I'm losing my mind over here.
Is it Undertale?
Here.
It is not Undertale.
It's Banjo-Kazooie.
And that one was worth 4 points. Kali wins!
Yes!
How does Kaylee come in out of nowhere and just take the victory?
This is ridiculous. I demand a recount.
You guys whiffed 4 in a row at the end, it feels
Mario
like.
I got Mario right?
You think this is easy? You're playing them backwards.
I got Mario right.
Maybe we'll just have to play this again in another week. You guys can go home and brush up on some of your classic game
knowledge. Pop in some video game soundtracks. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP, we're going to check some of the gaming headlines. Who won the Final Combat 2020? Nintendo's teaming up with a big-time toy manufacturer and more. It's all coming up next on Checkpoint.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
XP.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and the one man in the room who was called a walking dad joke by a Tinder date. That would be me, James Campbell.
How'd that date end up going?
Not well. I'll tell you right now, the Tinder app did not work for me that night. I wasn't punny enough for her, I guess.
Do you have a favorite dad joke that you just know offhand?
No, it's usually whatever just comes up at the moment.
You can't plan out puns, Weird Beard.
Hey, James, what do you call a cow with no legs?
I don't know.
Ground beef.
Oh, good one. Boom. All right, coming up on Checkpoint XP, video games being turned into a TV series. HBO announced that they'll be doing that with The Last of Us. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit, but first...
Gaming news update.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
So the biggest names in the toy business are teaming up. Nintendo's Super Mario and the Lego Company announced on Twitter that some sort of collaboration is coming. And you know what? I can't think of a better team-up to take money out of the pockets of parents.
I have to agree. That is a huge team-up. Nintendo and Lego?
Mm-hmm.
Legos are huge. I'm a grown-ass man, and I still love to play with Legos.
Yeah, so what do you think it's going to be? Like, are we thinking like a Mario Lego game, or are we thinking Mario Lego sets?
Mario Lego game. The Lego games, especially for like Lego Star Wars.
I didn't even think about that.
They've been amazing.
Yeah, those are actually fun too.
So, you know, like they seem like they're geared towards kids, but I think other people play them as well. It would be a home run no matter what they're going to do to have both those IPs on the same
thing. A lot of huge reach art going on the part of Nintendo though. They actually also just recently announced a collaboration with Levi Strauss, the jean company.
Wow.
So they'll be doing probably like, you know, t-shirts and like cool little Mario and brick designs like on the jeans and stuff like that.
If I had any super mad scientist ability to predict the future, I wish that I would be able to see Nintendo get in on the next Lego movie.
That'd
even,
be cool.
And have it full of Nintendo characters.
If it was like a Nintendo movie
from
Lego. Yes, but with the Levi Strauss. Could you imagine Mario Brothers coveralls?
You know what? You know what? And you want to know why it makes so much sense? Do you know what Mario's favorite pants is?
I do not.
Denim.
Oh.
That's how you do it. Dad joke.
Dad joke.
Speaking of Nintendo, former president of Nintendo of America, Reggie Fils-Aimé, is set to join the GameStop board of directors alongside two other heavy hitters in the corporate world. Could this be GameStop's moment to step out of the death spiral that they're in?
James, are you familiar with who Reggie is?
No, I was going to ask, like, what's Reggie bringing to the table here? So
he was basically like the superstar president of Nintendo of America. You know, he basically helmed like the launch of the Wii.
Yep.
I believe it was.
Is he the man responsible for the Virtual Boy?
No. Okay. Helped them survive through the whole Wii U phase, and I was pretty sure he also pioneered the Switch as well.
Yeah, like he's
like the godfather of Nintendo almost.
So
era Nintendo.
Yes, if you know anything about kind of the cycle of like PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo, right? They're the big three names that fight amongst themselves for consoles.
Absolutely.
Nintendo fell out of favor for a good, like, feels like 10 years almost.
Yeah, I feel like Nintendo almost became, like, the kids' video game option.
Well, that's how they were perceived. Reggie is the guy that turned that around. Reggie's the one that put money back in their pockets. He's the one that made it so that Nintendo had to again be invited to these console discussions. Mm-hmm. So, like, him taking over...
He's really smart. Like, when it comes to business decisions, like, he's definitely up there in, like, probably, like, the top 20 of, like, you know, CEOs that could really turn something around. And I think the reason that this gets me so excited, because a lot of people, I think, at this point have written off GameStop, but I don't think Reggie would have signed on for this unless he honestly believed and had a plan to turn GameStop around.
So, like, if there's anybody that's going to be able to do this... This is their Obi-Wan, essentially.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Do you think this could change how GameStop does business? Instead
Absolutely.
Of selling games
well,
or
they're
buying
also,
systems, could they get into the gaming
console
Yeah,
they also revealed a few weeks ago, too, that they're actually planning on a new sort of a store-type rollout where they're looking at doing more of like your local hobby shop where like you can come in and have a space to game, do tabletops, and devoting less of their space to actually selling stuff.
Oh, very cool. That'd be a cool thing to see at my local GameStop.
So this next one is just for Weird Beard.
Good.
A fan has made a browser app that allows you to plan out and customize your Animal Crossing New Horizons island prior to the release of the game. So maybe now you can sit down with your daughter and decide together how to build an island so she can actually play. Instead of just banning her from the system.
So I've banned my kid from playing Animal Crossing with me once I buy it, only because it's a game all about organizing a town, and I don't think an 8-year-old has the concentration nor the willpower to be able to bring that to life.
This is a teachable moment.
I don't know. I'm very anxious about like letting control go of this, but if there's something I could sit down and like oversee it so that it's not like just her making decisions, sure, why not? All right.
Dominique Sonic Fox McLean is one of the greatest fighting game players of all time. They proved this once again with their most recent win at Final Combat for Mortal Kombat 11. Sonic Fox, a non-binary furry competitor, now holds championship wins for both Mortal Kombat 11 and Injustice 2. They walked out on stage after taking the win in their fursuit, wearing the Trans Pride flag, and taking home $40,000 for the event. Sonic Fox left everyone with one message. Vote Bernie.
Good. Feel the burn.
Oh, and one more thing. They only dropped a single set in the entire tournament.
So what exactly does that mean?
That means they only lost one time.
One time.
And not even like the full match, just like a round, basically.
So does Sonic Fox have a particular fighter that they use in competition?
In Injustice, they won with, I believe it was Joker.
Yeah, it's Joker.
Who was it that they won with, though, for Mortal Kombat?
Regardless, all you have to know is that it's dominant. Like, it's very rare to be able to just walk your way through these kind of tournaments and everything like that. Like, fighting game community people, that's all they do. You know what I mean? Like, people who play Fortnite may also play PUBG. They may also play Counter-Strike. They may, you know, like, they play a whole bunch of games.
They bounce around.
Like, fighting game stuff is... This is what you do.
It's like a religion.
Yeah. And they get really invested in one game. So the fact that they were able to win not only in Mortal Kombat 11, but also in Justice 2 is kind of wild.
That's cool. It seems like a 40 grand. That's kind of low for a prize. What did you say?
The fighting game community, tends to have to contend with a little bit lower prize pools. There's not as much investment there as you see in some of the bigger esports like League of Legends, Overwatch, and Counter-Strike.
Because usually it's like millions or hundreds of thousands. Like 40 grand, well, you can go get a card.
But he also doesn't have to split it. He also doesn't have to split the 40 grand like you normally would in a team
setting. Amongst five teammates or so.
Yeah, or more, yeah. Cosplay is one of the fastest growing scenes in both the art and geek world. Whether it's from anime, comics, or video games, there are millions of people out there busting their butts to make the most realistic and accurate costumes they can. And one dad has gone so far as to make a Death Stranding style pod for his baby.
This feels a little like bringing an innocent child into something that they shouldn't be.
It's a little weird, but have you guys seen like those backpacks that you can put pets into and they have like the little window?
The bubble, yeah.
It's basically one of those, except he puts it on his chest and puts his baby
in. He's wearing it kind of like a fanny pack instead of a backpack.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
The pictures I saw were pretty impressive.
Yeah, but what do you think the kid's thinking? Like, this is a little baby that just thinks that this is how the world actually is.
Well,
like your dad puts you inside a pod. It's just an extra sense.
With the coronavirus, this could
you
be
know
the
what?
New norm.
Step ahead. I like the way you think,
the baby,
James.
This is just a normal day in the baby's life.
All right, so finally, Weird Beard, I need your expertise on this next one.
All right.
Valorant is Riot Games' newest upcoming shooter. It's aimed to try and push into the tactical shooter genre with CSGO, but with a little bit of an Overwatch flavor onto it. Now, Shroud, a popular streamer, says he's excited for the new anti-peeker's advantage tech that Valorant supposedly has. Now, if I have this right, the peeker's advantage refers to the fact that the first person to peek around a corner usually gets the first shot off, right?
Correct.
Okay. Why does that need to be fixed or eliminated? If you look first, you should be able to shoot first. That's reality.
Because it's of the way that games essentially generate your characters, they will always see you before you're able to see them if they come around the corner. So even if I'm sitting here waiting for you to cross around that corner with a gun pointed like right where you should be, because you're the one, like most characters are right handed in their models, they're always going to be able to see you before you're able to see them.
Even if you're already looking.
Correct. So,
oh, I see. So if you peek, you actually get to see what's there before someone who's not peeking.
Yes. And so if you're just standing there. So hopefully what it's going to do is when you're playing a game and it feels like stupid because you're just standing there, they run around the corner and just shoot you in the face. You can't do anything about it.
That's like me every time I play.
Exactly. So they're trying to eliminate that and make it feel so that
that makes
feels
more, sense
more you know, like competitive.
Yep. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Robbie, thank you for that update. Now, it was recently discovered by an eagle-eyed fan that in a boss fight in God of War, Balder actually flips the player, the bird. And it's got me wondering, what are some of your favorite Easter eggs you found in games?
First of all, that's hilarious. So I can't believe that it took people this long to like actually realize that's what was going on.
Baldur's the bad guy, yes, in the God of War game. And so it's funny because, you know, you beat him in a fight and then you have to hack it and be able to turn around to see that he's just like, right here, buddy. Got it for you.
So it like happens like an off-screen sort of thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, all right.
Good move on the person that found it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like with PT, the Hideo Kojima horror game that never quite came out. You know, people have been able to go back now and like tear that game apart and look. You know, it was just a demo.
Yeah.
But look through it, and what they discovered was programmed into the game. The like weird ghost killer lady is always directly behind the player.
Really?
It's first person. So as you turn around, she turns around behind
you.
So
you'll never see her.
So you never see her, but she's always been right there the entire time. Isn't that creepy?
What's that breathing on my neck?
Yeah. It's exactly just weird. What it is.
I think like... I find like a couple of the really weird Easter eggs are the ones with like messed up character models. I don't know if you ever played. Have you played Super Smash Brothers?
No, I have not played. Well, I mean, I've played it, but not in depth.
Okay, I cannot wait to get you to play it some more. But one of the trophies that you win from winning competitions is Peach and Daisy. And if you actually look underneath Daisy's hair model, she has an eye in the back
I'm glad
of her head.
He went to hair
Why?
Model.
I don't know. It's just a thing. It's weird. I think it's funny that they put. Oh yeah, we'll just put an eye on the back of her head.
Okay,
nobody's ever gonna
look. Now my favorite Easter eggs are definitely, I think, a lot more innocent ones. Like, for example, in Final Fantasy IX, there's a weapon shop you can go into and you can look at one of these like giant like buster type swords, and the character will remark that he used to know a guy that had spiky blonde hair that carried around a sword like that, you know, harkening back to Final Fantasy VII. Yeah, those are the type of Easter eggs that I'm into, not like, you know, hiding eyes underneath people's wigs.
It's just weird, man. It's gotta be weird.
Lots of crazy, weird Easter eggs going on in video games. What's your favorite? Let us know on Twitter at CheckpointXP. Coming up, video games being turned into TV shows. What's the latest one to get the TV treatment? We'll let you know and talk about which games we think are worthy of being turned into a TV series. This is all coming up next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com. This is Checkpoint XP. Esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video game news. You're listening to the only man to run unopposed for president of his local chapter of the John Cena Fan Club. That's me, James Campbell. Joining me, two of the most knowledgeable men in the video game realm, Robbie Landis and Weirdbeard.
Well, no, really?
If we were to start a wrestling tag team, yes, what would our tag team name be?
Hunk Supreme.
Ooh, he had it on deck.
Hunk Supreme. Absolutely. 100%.
I feel like Weirdbeard would ruin our image. It might just have to be me and you, though, James.
I can live with that.
All right, we got it.
We don't have to be like the New Day. We don't have to have three. We can be just the two of us.
I like it. I like it.
The two super hunks
get
in the room.
Get wrecked, Weirdbeard.
Yeah, Weirdbeard. All right, recently HBO has announced that they're going to turn the PlayStation game The Last of Us into an HBO TV series. Robbie, what can you tell me about this?
Yeah, so the series co-creator Neil Druckmann, he's one who's both wrote and produced the Chernobyl series, which had rave
yeah,
reviews
a lot
over
of good
on
things
HBO.
About it.
Yeah,
and
great.
It was amazing. And The Last of Us, you know, takes place in like this post-apocalyptic future where this like brain fungus has basically been turned people into
fungus.
Zombies. It's based on something in real life. It mostly happens to like small creatures. No,
okay.
Happens to like small creatures and bugs. But you know, you'll see pictures of like this fungus growing out of like spiders. And so it's a zombie game in a sense, but focuses a lot more on narrative and this sort of story between this father figure you know, trying to save this girl who's the only one immune to the virus.
So, like, if you watch The Walking Dead or anything like that,
Absolutely, you're
going to be semi-familiar. Like, the
with
only
the concept.
Yeah, the only interesting thing about zombie stuff anymore is, like, is the humans in the story. Mm-hmm. Zombies aren't themselves
aren't
interesting.
Humans are the brutal way you can kill a zombie.
Yes, and so, like, The Last of Us really, like, was a, it's a smash hit. It's a defining game of the PS3, PS4 kind of,
well,
like,
and,
legacy.
And what's unique about that, too, is the game itself didn't do anything new to the genre. This is such a beloved game for the characters and the story alone. You know, it's really a prime example of why games can be just as much of an art form as what TV, movie, or music can be.
Do we know anything about who's going to be involved? Any of the stars? Have they
no,
named
unfortunately,
any of that
we
stuff?
Don't. What is cool, though, is that like I think like 5 or 6 of the people, voice actors and developers who are actually involved with the game, have actually all stepped forward and cast their vote for Macy Williams, who played Arya Stark in Game of Thrones, to play Ellie, who is one of the lead characters for it, which would be a pretty... I don't hate that casting.
I don't hate it either.
Another interesting thing about the game is a lot of the cinematics, or like the cutscenes and stuff in the game, they were all done with, they captured...
Mocap.
They mocapped them. They motion captured them. So it's like they had actual actors who were doing it to begin with. So, like, a lot of the people that have worked with this property have already worked with live human beings about how to bring this kind of stuff to life. Dude, if, like... I was so not sold on video game adaptations 1 year ago, right?
Well, specifically as movies, because it's hard to fit everything that happens in a video game into a 2-hour time frame. But as a series, I think they can fit perfectly. The Witcher showed
That's what I was going to say.
The Witcher proved it!
The Witcher has brought me into this mindset of being, like, somewhat... I'm Barack Obama after he just got elected, full of hope right now, because I'm just like, I was in the doldrums, and now I feel like... they could make something amazing with this property. Are you going to watch it? Are you at all interested, James?
I'm interested, but I don't have HBO, and I'm probably too cheap to spring for the HBO Go.
You know what? Watch party. We'll do a watch party.
I'll be down for
HBO
a watch party.
Watch party.
Yeah, definitely would check it out with you guys. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. But first, it's time for the close shave.
I stay close to the heat.
Close shave.
Turn up.
On Checkpoint XP.
This week's close shave of the week comes from the Overwatch League. The Paris Eternal faced off against the undefeated Philadelphia Fusion, so they were looking to prove themselves. The series went the distance into a Game 5, and the OT wick burned for almost 2 full minutes before the Eternal clutched the win.
Both teams, one haymaker after another. Empty though, takes out Garpay! Garpay out of the fight!
Hip 90 to Trance. The Trance could be the nail in the coffin here. Philly Fusion, they're fighting, but soon!
Turns the fight to Paris Eternal! They take it! The undefeated season is over!
Man, I don't watch a ton of Overwatch, but hearing calls like that make me want to get into Overwatch even more.
Get you excited. Robbie, did you check out that match?
I did. No, that was absolutely fantastic. It was a great turnaround by the Paris Eternal, who actually got defeated 3-0 by the Houston Outlaws the day before. So to come back and be able to make a run like that was very impressive. They have a very bright future for themselves this season.
Oh, awesome. Well, good for the Paris Eternal.
Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for video games and esports. Right now, we're going to go back to HBO, turning The Last of Us into a TV series. We want to talk a little bit about what games you would like to see adapted by HBO or by, any other kind of streaming service that might turn a game into a series.
James, do you have any games that hold a special place in your heart that you would want to see on the big screen?
Honestly, so this is me thinking back to like the old school Mario Brothers cartoon.
Oh, God.
They had the Legend of Zelda cartoon.
Oh,
I would honestly love to see the Legend of Zelda.
Oh, no, hold on. Yes, thank you. How do you feel about that? Like, would Link talk in it, or would you want him to continue to be silent? Because I feel like by giving him a voice, now he has a personality. Does that not potentially ruin it?
I don't know. I think it'd be fine with him talking. That wouldn't ruin it for me at all.
Okay. See, now I am...
I might be okay with a show that takes place within the world of The Legend of Zelda.
And but maybe, not in Hyrule?
Like, and maybe this idea of, like, the Hero of Time is something that whatever the characters are reference, right? But we don't actually see Link himself. We just get to explore the world, right? The Zoras, the Gorons. That could be interesting.
I don't know. Like, I want interesting shows to be made. I don't know how to, like, put it, because I don't really have a, like, a stake for one video game or another to be made, because there's no reason that the Sonic movie should have worked. Like, honest to God, there's no reason, but they found a creative way to do it.
And actually, that's the thing. You know, you had mentioned back before the Close Shave that this idea that, you know, series, these longer adapted series work better for video games. But I think it's certain video games, because you know what? One of my favorite video game movies was Rampage. But that's a game that doesn't really have a storyline.
Wait,
right?
With the Rock?
Yes, dude, with The Rock!
Rampage was good.
Have you not seen Rampage?
It was good.
I took a pass on purpose.
Oh my gosh.
First of all, how do you pass on anything that has Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it?
Hey, that's the first selling point.
With a straight face, tell me why you're skipping out on The Rock.
Dude, because it was The Rock punching a giant ape. It was like the Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah! All right, I'm talking to you now, James. Yes. Yeah, see, I think that movies like Sonic, like Mario, they don't really have a story. So you can find a way to put them into a two-hour-long movie. And so long as you're true to the characters in the world, it should be fine. Absolutely give it to HBO because, A, they have the budget for it.
Yeah.
And hopefully, B, nowadays, as gamers have grown up and gotten into these positions of, you know, power within the industries, they now also have a passion for the games and making sure that it's done right.
All right, what do you guys predict? How do you think The Last of Us is going to do as a series on HBO?
Oh, all right. I think for me, it's going to depend on the actors. I do think that the guy that's writing it, I think that based on Chernobyl, he has the chops to get the tone and the world right. The big question is going to be how true they are to the source material. And he has said that he doesn't plan on changing the sexuality of Ellie's character, who in The Last of Us 2 has been confirmed to be lesbian.
Okay.
So that at least shows to me a willingness to want to be true to the source material.
And have they said how many of the people involved with the game are involved in the TV series?
I believe at least the developer Naughty Dog will be in some capacity because they help break the news.
But they're the same people that are in charge of the Uncharted movie, which has gone through 20 million iterations far. So
because they want to get it right.
What's your thoughts on the HBO turning The Last of Us into a series? Let us know on social media. Hit us up on Twitter at CheckpointXP. But coming up next, a gaming console has just turned 20 years old. Get ready for a little gaming nostalgia as we talk about your favorite PlayStation 2 titles. All next on Checkpoint XP.
Hey, this is Joe with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. Starting in the Overwatch League, Week 6 we'll see the OWL heading down to Miami for the Mayhem homestand. The Mayhem will be welcoming Toronto, Paris, New York, Boston, London, Philadelphia, and Atlanta to town. Turning our attention to the spring split of the League of Legends LCS, where Cloud9 have finally lost a game but remain in first place. Monday Night League this week will play host to 100 Thieves vs. FlyQuest, while TSM squares off with Golden Guardians. March is here and all eyes are on ESL 1 Los Angeles, marking the first Dota ESL Major of the year. Matches will be running throughout the month, but the main event is March 20th through the 22nd. The Apex Legends Global Series would have had its first major stop this weekend in Arlington, but that event has been postponed due to coronavirus. The Capcom Pro Tour has a stop in Brussels that'll run from March 20th through the 22nd, and April 1st marks the kickoff of the PUBG Global Series in Berlin, while the weekend of the 18th will play host to the Mix-Up in Lyon, France. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, and remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP,
esports and gaming radio.
CheckpointXP.com.
All right, welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video game news. Hanging with you, we have Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and the only man in the room that probably still wears underpants with cartoon characters on them, me, James Campbell.
Yeah, no, I think that's true.
That's true?
I don't wear underwear, so
you're okay, that was a TMI. TMI. Wow.
That's how you get a chafed pair of nuts. All right, PlayStation 2 has just turned 20 years old. We're going to talk a little bit about some of our favorite PlayStation 2 titles. I know I spent the most time on the PlayStation 2 playing two games.
Okay.
Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas.
Okay. It's a good one.
And Guitar Hero.
You know what? I completely forgot that. Yeah, that's about the era that the Guitar Heroes really like came into popularity.
I spent so much time playing Guitar Hero. Like, people talk about their knuckles or their fingers being hung, kind of messed up from holding controllers. Mine's from moving up and down that fretboard on the Guitar Hero.
I
controller.
Always felt like Rock Band was the knockoff, like the non-name brand.
It was.
Like Rock Band was like the hipster Guitar Hero. Like, that's so
Rock
cool.
Band. We have all the Green Day songs to play on drums.
So the PlayStation 2 is the best-selling console of all time, correct?
It still is, yep.
So
it's that number one spot.
It turned how old?
20 years old on March 4th. Shares a birthday with yours truly.
Oh. Hold on. Let me put on the old people music right now so that we're able to play this in the background. Just do the swing while we talk about 20 years old.
All right, what's your favorite PlayStation 2 title then, Rick? It's probably something dumb.
Probably. There was a lot of good ones. I liked a game called Armored Core 2 that was like a...
Armored Core was a good one.
It's like a big robot. You build a robot and blow up other robots.
You can't go wrong with big robots.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like an anime thing. Yeah. I'm just into it. Final Fantasy X was kind of like...
The last great Final Fantasy.
Yeah, that's where I stopped playing Final Fantasy was after 10. There's a lot of, like, just... Really bad. I don't know. Jack and Daxter was in there too.
The whole trilogy.
Yeah,
that game went through like such a transformation from the first to the last as well.
Ratchet and Clank. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it was the last.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of games.
There's a lot. I think for me, first of all, this was the first console that I bought with my own money. Like, I saved up $300 to actually buy it used off of a friend for the price that I think it cost retail, but whatever. Grand Theft Auto 3 was actually where I started. For me, that was the big Grand Theft Auto. But, I mean, you took a lot of my answers as well. Final Fantasy X. You know what? Sly Cooper.
Sly Cooper's a good one, too.
You guys play a lot of those, like, those animal-based, like, weird Donkey Kong Country-style games, huh?
I mean, platformers were
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with
that. That sounded a little judgy, beard? That was a little judgy.
No judgments whatsoever.
You
but
play
I just,
that weird animal stuff.
Yeah, well, not like weird beards like I play CSGO or, you know, we're defusing bombs. And
James over here like...
We really don't know what we're dealing with here, man.
We know exactly what we're dealing with. It's fun, man.
That's fine. No judgments. Right, I James, just was shocked.
All right, break up our furry party here. What are you playing?
All right, first of all, I resent that. I am not a furry. Nothing wrong with furries, just not one of them.
What am I playing on the PS2?
Yeah, what were you? James, PS2, sitting in his mom's house with pizza rolls after school.
It's probably a wrestling game, a WWE game.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember which one it would have been.
See, we need to broaden his horizons is what we need to do.
Yeah, I'm very inside my box of games. I don't venture out very much.
Oh,
well, let's give him some recommendations based off of what people on social media told us.
All right, yeah, sure. So, all right, let's gonna start with Jeff here. He says, I have a lot, but I think the Prince of Persia Sands of Time stands out to me most as it defined a new genre, and I think the Assassin's Creed games evolved from that.
See, play that game and then go watch the terrible movie that has Jake Gyllenhaal.
You know what? I didn't mind that movie.
Oh, that's
really
a bad.
Dude,
opinion.
The Assassin's Creed movie was way worse.
Oh yeah.
Wait, they made an Assassin's Creed movie?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? No, they didn't. They didn't, James. Put that out of your mind.
Good. I'll check that off the list.
Jeff, and I've never really understood these ones. Gran Turismo 4. What's the point of like racing game? Like you're just doing the same thing the whole time.
I said the same thing about people who love NASCAR.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
You watching?
What's the deal?
Grown men turn left.
Steven. Oh, this is a bad take, Steven. Final Fantasy 12.
Ugh.
Oh no,
that kind of hurts.
That's when they really started to go downhill. I would avoid Final Fantasy XII.
What would you say made that one go so far downhill compared to
Boring characters. The story tried to lean too much like on the political sort of side of things and less on like the fantasy sort of stuff.
Okay.
And this was the first time they abandoned the sort of combat system where you control everyone, and instead you would control whatever character you know you were like selected.
Yeah.
And then you had to come up with like these gambit systems, which was like basic in programming to program how your party members would respond.
It's dumb.
It was terrible.
It's dumb.
Very complicated.
The moment that you have to start explaining stuff like this, dumb.
Yep.
I don't care.
Yep. Tara says Monster Rancher 4. You ever played any Monster Rancher?
I played Monster Rancher in its first iteration on the Game Boy and then on the PlayStation, but never on the PlayStation 2.
See, I liked it on the PlayStation because you could put other discs into the tray and it would read them to randomly generate like a monster for you. So I remember sitting there after school one day and going through all of my games and all of our music CDs and like writing down what each one, like what kind of monster it turned into.
So you put in your music CDs into the system
to
create a monster.
It was something that like the game did. You would put a disc in there and it would, because in Monster Rancher, I think in the anime, you get monsters out of like these special discs that you find. Is that right?
Yeah, like it's Pokemon. Really, it's right weird. After the Pokemon craze.
Yeah, okay. I was just gonna say this sounds like a Pokemon knockoff.
Yeah, it's just collect a bunch of, you know, stupid animal mom things, and the only way they could do that was like, here, put a CD in and have some fun on kids.
Gotcha.
Callie, our own producer, says Shadow of the Colossus. I'm going to be honest. I've never actually played Shadow of the Colossus.
It's great. They did a remake. I think you should definitely pick up the remaster.
I always felt like this was like one of those really pretentious games, right?
Well, okay, so like
these are the ones like you've never played Shadow of the Colossus.
Shadow of the Colossus.
As you're like sipping your latte.
Is that kind of like just boss battles? Kind of like
it's the art house film of video games, and that you play it once. And then you've played it and you never touch it again. But you can tell other people, you haven't played Shadow of the Colossus? Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's a really cool moving experience, but it's not something that you just like wake up on a Saturday and you're like, you know what I want to play right now? Shadow of the Colossus.
I'm digging some Shadow of the Colossus.
All
right, last one here, because this is one that I don't think I've ever even heard of. Maybe you guys can help. Well, I don't think James can, but maybe you can help me out.
Yeah, I will.
Joseph says Shadow Hearts. He says it didn't get any love because it came out around the same time as FF10. Do you ever play Shadow Hearts?
No, and I've played all kinds of garbage, and it's just like, that's surprising that we got somebody who recommended something I've literally never heard of.
Yeah, all right. Well, maybe you should try it out so that I don't have to worry about trying out what's probably garbage.
Yeah, probably, but if you want to talk about stuff that isn't garbage, if you also head over to our Twitter right now, at Checkpoint XP, we've got a bracket going on that you're going to be able to vote for the best game of all time.
Of all time!
All time! And you could win a Respawn gaming chair
now,
for you and a friend.
Do you have to actually get your brackets right, or just by participating you're entered in it?
Correct, just by participating. Ooh. You're the ones voting as of recording this right now. Pokemon Gold and Silver versus Psychonauts. And Psychonauts is losing.
Oh, that does not surprise me. You know, speaking of the website, though, I also just recently put up an article. If you yourself would like to, you know, some other things to sort of try from the PS2 era, maybe you're like James, you missed out on a few here and there.
What if you?
I put up what I thought were not the definitive top 10, but 10 of the best games from the PlayStation 2 era. Got a Tony Hawk Pro Skater on there.
Good choice.
Devil May Cry is on there. Final Fantasy X, of course. We talked about that a little bit as well.
Got Manhunt on there.
Manhunt is not on there. Do you think it should be on there?
Yeah.
Sell me on it.
If you don't get banned in multiple schools and governments aren't mad at the fact that you released it, are you really a horror game at that point?
I just don't think you're probably one of the top 10 best games at all.
All I know is you had to fight a pig with a chainsaw at the end, okay?
What?
Don't we also have over at CheckpointXP.com right now a list of the top 10 Tony Hawk Pro Skater songs?
I believe that is true. We do have that up there. You know, that's something that both Tony Hawk and Guitar Hero did really well. I feel like both of those games sort of helped new generations sort of discover music that I don't know that they would have discovered otherwise.
I would agree with that. A lot of bands that I listened to came from the Tony Hawk soundtrack.
So what we've learned today, I have terrible taste in video games.
We've known that forever.
You can win a gaming chair by heading to checkpointxp.com and voting in our video game Madness Bracket. And also, James is on the hunt for a new man thong if you come across one in the store this weekend.
Yeah, if you have any Mario-themed man thongs, let me know. Ooh. I'm looking for leads.
We can find one. I'm sure Amazon has to have an entire market dedicated to it.
Yeah, problem is, I don't want that in my search history.
Okay, all right then, Robbie.
All right, that'll do it for this episode. Thanks for listening on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com. Participate in the video game Bracket Challenge to win that Respawn chair. Find out when and where you can hear Checkpoint XP. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Checkpoint XP. Big thanks going out to Robbie Landis and Weird Beard for joining me, James Campbell, on this episode of Checkpoint XP. We'll see you next time.